Welcome to the Free Daily Bible Study Podcast, a daily journey through the unfolding story of the Bible based on the McShane Bible Reading Plan. My name is Jacob Gerber, and today's meditation for April 18th comes from Leviticus 22. Leviticus 22 continues the theme from Leviticus 21, which is that the priests were held to a higher standard of holiness because of the fact that they served in the tabernacle, the holy place where God himself dwelt. So they were to take measures above and beyond what normal Israelites had to do to avoid coming into contact with anything at all that might render them unclean. But in Leviticus 22, verses 1 through 9, Yahweh lays out a few more provisions, and these provisions are no longer given in excess of what normal Israelites had to do. Since all of the requirements in Leviticus 22, verses 1 through 9, can be tied back to what Yahweh has already said to all Israelites about the level of cleanness required to remain within the camp. First, any priest with the skin diseases mentioned in Leviticus 13 was disqualified until he was made clean according to the provisions of Leviticus 14 in Leviticus 22 verse 4. Second, any priest who did touch the dead or who had a bodily emission of semen was unclean until the evening according to Leviticus 22 verses 4 through 6, which follows the provisions of Leviticus 15. Third, priests were not allowed to eat the unclean foods mentioned in Leviticus 11. The only difference for uncleanness among the priests, then, is that the stakes were higher. Any priest who served in the tabernacle or ate of the holy foods in uncleanness would be cut off from Yahweh's presence in Leviticus 22 verse 3, or die in Leviticus 22 verse 9. The second half of Leviticus 22 focuses not on the priests themselves, but on the sacrifices offered. Just as the priests were not allowed to serve if they had any physical blemish, so also any sacrifice with a blemish that an Israelite brought would not be accepted, according to Leviticus 22, verses 19, 20, 21, 23, 25, and 29. Although different kinds of sacrifices had different requirements for what was acceptable. For example, look at Leviticus 22, verse 23. Now, because Jesus has come as our great high priest and as our once-for-all sacrifices, these priestly requirements and sacrificial laws do not apply directly to us anymore. Still, these laws are incredibly important for developing an appropriate theology of God's holiness. Many times we are tempted to abuse and presume upon God's grace, trying to downplay his holiness to the point that it vanishes away. But the book of Leviticus challenges that thinking. The fact that we don't live by the same statutes and rules doesn't mean that God is any less holy. It simply means that God has shown us far more grace. And if our holy God has shown us such overflowing, abundant grace, what excuse do we have for being careless and sloppy as we approach him in our worship? We may not be under the law, but shouldn't our gratitude for God's holy grace drive us to more reverence and not less? Thanks for listening to the Free Daily Bible Study Podcast. If you're enjoying this podcast, would you take a moment to leave a review on iTunes or Stitcher? You can leave a review by visiting freedailybiblestudy.com/iTunes or freedailybiblestudy.com/Stitcher.